Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's Gallant. That's a G, yo. And George.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah! On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant and Joe George.
Texans and Chiefs, Saturday, 3:30, Arrowhead Stadium. Chiefs, 9-point favorites still. I keep on looking at mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. Waiting for the line to change at all. It has held at that number all week long. That is a big line for the Chiefs to cover, especially given who they've been this year. D'Amico Ryans at his press conference earlier this week said this has been the key to the Houston Texans and what they've done this year. Perseverance.
We've had some ups and downs throughout the year, and we went through some difficult times, you know, where, again, everybody was not believing in us, which is good. You know, you had that adversity from the outside. We were trying to, you know, on the inside, make sure we're doing things the right way, playing the right way. Games didn't go our way all the time. Like, we've been in tough game. We had tough losses. We've had wins at the last minute. So we're battle tested as a team. And I think that's hardened us to be exactly in this spot for that reason. Like, we're battle tested and we're ready to go to battle against anyone, any type of way the game can go. We've been there. We've been on the downside. We've been on the upside, so we know what it takes to win. And that's what I love about our team. Like, we've learned a lot of lessons throughout the season. We've grown closer together as a team, and I wouldn't want to be with any other group.
Oh, that's very sweet by D'Amico. I'll say this, though, about the perseverance, about the learning from their mistakes. If you can keep making the same mistakes over and over again, are you actually learning from them? No. Hard no.
That is funny that they really had, they've 10 wins, win the wild card round, and I'm still not sure if they've improved from week one.
I don't think they have.
If anything, they've just gotten hurt. And maybe they've improved a little bit to where they're keeping their head above water with how much they've lost injury-wise. Tank Dell, Stephon Diggs, among others. But yeah, I don't know how much we can go with the things we've learned along the way quite yet, because it hasn't shown up on the field.
And I don't think they've overcome that many obstacles. Like, they've had obstacles. Have they overcome them? They have hung in there.
That I'm learning more and more that the NFL is just more about hanging in there. Where just, like, not being the Chargers gets you a win against the Chargers in the playoffs.
It really is that simple.
Not being the Titans, not being the Jags, not being the Colts wins you a division.
Mike Vrabel, in his introductory press conference with the Patriots, he said, look, we want to get back to not beating ourselves. We take it from there.
Yeah.
We don't want to do the things that kill ourselves in a game. Once we get that out, then it's up to the next step. And that's the weird thing. The Texans have the talent, but they do the killing themselves a lot. It's a little goth teenager, to be honest, you know?
Like, they're just doing it for attention?
It does feel like that at times, you know? Because they keep doing it. They're not going all the way in. They haven't eliminated themselves yet, you know? Sorry to get really dark with this, but, I mean, that's kind of what it is. So, they've got to figure out a way to learn from the many lessons that they've had with this test on Saturday, because this is the final test. This isn't, you get to keep on retaking your SATs. Right now the Texans are on, like, the 8th attempt on the SATs. Listen, we're wasting mommy and daddy's money now, you know? Yeah, you could take the SAT as many times as you want. there's a certain point of no return. There's definitely a point of no return. Yeah. You know, at a certain point, yeah, this number is not going to get much higher unless this is the time. First two times I took the SAT, mediocre for me. And in my family with my sister who went to Harvard, the worst.
How'd she do?
Shut up. How did I do? First two times in the 1200s, third time 1420. The third time was the best. This needs to be the third time for the Texans. Because it's kind of the seventh time or eighth time.
I was going to say, that's the problem.
Yeah.
They've had a lot of previous attempts.
I like that D'Amico brought up the doubters. We've played some of the people that believe in them on today's show. We still have some more doubters to get to. We'll get to them in a little bit. But I'm starting to believe a little bit. I don't like it. And I'm glad that I was called out for this on YouTube. Christian Velez says, Paul, you cannot begin to believe in this squad. We play our best when you've given up hope. We play our best when you look like that picture of Ben Affleck on the corner ripping a heater, smoking a dot. We play our best when you hate football and, by proxy, your job.
I will say that didn't help on Christmas. But I guess Christmas is what caused you to be full Ben Affleck mode.
Yeah.
So
it was missing my family with the Texans getting their asses kicked. Like, that combination definitely bummed me out.
Ben Affleck probably misses his family as well.
I think he's back with Jennifer Garner now, though.
He really just snip snaps between the two gens, huh?
He does.
Shout out to him.
Shout out to all the gens out there. Shout out to y'all.
We're all looking for our own gen.
So
you'll
true.
Take us back no matter what.
So true. I actually, you know what? Funny story. Like, there's a friend of mine. Her name's Jen. So hot. Unbelievable. Great friend. Listens to the show sometimes. But she's not going to be my Jen. I have shot my shot so many times. So many times with this Jen.
So like the Texans, you're hoping to learn.
We made out on a date once. That's it. That's the furthest it ever went. Anyway, shout out to Jen.
Shout out to the Texans.
Shout out to all the Jens out there. All right. Perseverance. The Texans are going to need some because this is what the temperature is supposed to be in Kansas City, Missouri on Saturday. 3 o'clock, 23 degrees. Yikes. 4 o'clock, 22 degrees. 5 o'clock, 21 degrees. 6 o'clock, 20 degrees. 7 o'clock, 19 degrees. It is going to be cold when the sun goes down. The low in Kansas City for Saturday at midnight is 14. It's tough playing in the cold. As our friend Wood said earlier, brothers don't like playing in the cold. Guess what? White people don't like playing in the cold either.
Yeah.
No one likes playing in the cold if you're from Houston or Texas or Florida. And honestly, most people don't like playing in the cold. I think it separates the men, the alpha men, from the rest in the NFL. The guys who actually can suck it up and play through it. But I'll fully admit, that wouldn't have been me. That would not have been me.
No.
Yeah, the flag football game on Monday, supposed to be freezing temperatures. I might have to watch the national championship, he said with his quotation marks around that statement. So they're going to have to overcome the cold. D'Amico Ryans, head coach of the Houston Texans, was asked about the weather for Saturday's game.
The weather can be a challenge if you allow it to be a challenge. For me and for our guys, like, it's something we can't control. You don't control the weather. Right? Wherever we have to play, we're ready to go play. We understand we'll be on the road. It's going to be cold. That's what we have to deal with. And it's not a challenge for us. It's just something the other team has to deal with as well. So we're ready to go. There's no excuses about weather. We got to go suit up and we got to go play ball.
And suit up and like your Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson.
He did that in NRG Stadium on Christmas.
Lamar Jackson really dresses warm. He looks low-key like a mummy with the head wraps and the neck wrap that he has. Looks like he's about to go trick-or-treating. Strange, but he bundles up. Texans going to have to figure out how to bundle up. Desert Stroh brings up on YouTube that the Texans do have cold weather players. CJ Stroud, Nico Collins, Danielle Hunter. Though Danielle Hunter was playing with the Vikings indoors. Danico Autry, Joe Mixon.
Yeah, I was going to say Mixon played in Cincinnati.
Mixon's a good one to have. This is CJ Stroud talking about the weather in Saturday's game at Arrowhead Stadium.
I don't really have nothing on my sleeve, but, you know, that's kind of one of the reasons I went to Ohio State was to play in the cold and get used to that. So, you know, I played in cold weather games before. It's, you know, it's different, but it's better than playing when it's wet. So, and then it snows, which is better than, you know, if it rains. So, I'm kind of used to them, but at the same time, we really don't play in the cold here, but definitely have been trained by it in college.
Do you believe that C.J. Stroud went to Ohio State to be prepared for the cold? I don't. Sorry.
So I don't think that that's like the number one reason. I think the number one reason so he could throw to JSN, Garrett Wilson, and
yeah.
Marvin Harrison Jr. I do think that like C.J. Stroud, there's a little bit where I kind of believe him that he was already thinking about preparing himself for the NFL. You know, like I give that credence of, and maybe Ryan Day on one recruiting trip was like, hey, by the way, all these other schools, they play, you know, either SEC or California because he's from California. Like, they're not preparing you for in the NFL playoffs. You're going to have to play in that cold. And so maybe like that's just a thing he got sold once. I would think that it's like, hey, we're the Ohio State Buckeyes, and you're going to throw to a bunch of five-star receivers? Huh?
Yeah.
Interested?
That's what it is. Stop. You didn't play, so you'd be better prepared for the cold in the NFL. Because it's November, too. You know? It's not December.
Yeah, that's the thing. In the Big Ten, you play, I don't know, like 3 freezing games a year? Because they have a rule where they don't, or until last year, where you don't play night games in December. Like, the Big Ten just doesn't play night games.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And so, or in
kind
November.
Kind of soft, but.
In November, whatever.
Yes. Yeah, makes sense.
It makes sense, but also.
Soft.
And limits, like, how often you actually play and what you're playing in Kansas City on Saturday.
But hey, I mean, outside the last couple of days in the 40s, hopefully the Texans have found something in themselves about playing in cold conditions. Remember last year, leading up to the Ravens game, how cold it was here? Like, it was sub 32. I walked to work one day. Shout out to me. I'm a man.
1.1 miles.
Speaking of walking to work, Paul Pierce claims he's going to walk to work if the Texans beat the Chiefs. 15 miles.
Wow.
In Los Angeles.
Wow.
Seems rash. I would not advise that.
Is that healthy?
With the way LA is right now.
Like, air quality wise.
Definitely not.
Okay.
There's an article on ESPN.com, football frostbite and a borderline inhumane NFL playoff night.
Nice.
It's about the polar vortex in Kansas City last winter. Because remember, Chiefs, Dolphins, wind chills minus 27, temperature 4 below 0. There's a couple of testimonies from fans here. Matthew Maddox. He went to the game, but when he peeled off his gloves on his right hand was ice cold. He took a long, hot bath when he got home, couldn't warm up his hand. As the night progressed, it swelled and throbbed with so much pain he couldn't sleep. It started blistering. He had frostbite. He was one of dozens of people around the Kansas City area who felt the after effects of January 13th, 2024, the fourth coldest game in NFL history. Here are the colder games that took place. First off, 2016, when the Vikings did not have a stadium that had a roof. Because remember, they were playing at the Minnesota Golden Gopher Stadium for a couple of years after the
Metrodome.
Yeah, after the Metrodome collapsed.
Snow caved in.
Right. It was -6 with a -25 wind chill. The AFC Championship game in 1981 in Cincinnati, -9 degrees, -59 wind chill. Jesus.
How? What?
That is a lot.
That means it must have been so windy.
And then 1967, the Ice Bowl. Still the coldest game in NFL history. In Green Bay, 1967, negative 13 with a negative 48 wind chill. If you've ever seen the NFL films of the Ice Bowl, like, do yourself a favor and look at it. But it has been cold in Kansas City before. I think it is important to note it will not be that cold on Saturday.
Some perspective. It'll be, what, like 50 degrees warmer wind chill-wise on Saturday?
Yeah.
I don't know what the wind chill is. I imagine it's going to be, what, in the tens?
Right. Something like that. I think 14 is at midnight.
Okay.
Yeah. And I don't know what it doesn't say the wind chill in the weather app, but I'd imagine there will be some wind and there will be a bit of a chill, but I doubt it will be to that degree. It is funny the NFL being asked about this, too. The NFL has no minimum or maximum temperature at which games will be canceled. League spokesman Brian McCarthy said he was not aware of any severe injuries related to the attendance of this Chiefs game. What are you talking about? There's like accounts online of people having to cut off fingers and stuff. He heard nothing. Brian McCarthy, this is the NFL's Baghdad Bob, heard nothing to substantiate reports of potential amputations. Sir! They happened.
Nothing? You heard nothing about it?
You definitely heard something. You are burying your head in the ice if that's something that you actually are claiming. But yeah, if you're going to that game, bundle up. I would go to a game again in the cold. I don't know if I'd be able to handle it the same way I could growing up. Because growing up in Massachusetts, I went to a bunch of Patriots games, specifically Patriots-Colts playoff games, where it snowed. The week before one of those games, my dad, my sister, and some close family friends, they went. They sat in sleeping bags the whole game because it was that cold.
God.
It was up there. It was definitely colder than what's going to be on Saturday. I did not go to that game. I went the next weekend because that was when I was living in Florida. So I'd get the little ritzy boy me, Bougie Paul, get to fly up for a weekend to go watch the Patriots.
So what's the coldest that you've been to? Is it one of those? Like,
yeah, one of those. Yeah. It's probably never been lower than, I would say, like 28 in game I've gone to.
Really?
There's been a little snow, but yeah, it's never been bad. Sitting up in the bleachers does make it suck.
Yeah, because
a little more wind up there. Because we were sitting in the end zone corner, so you would, like, literally from the side get a ton of wind, and then you'd have others that was just, like, coming direct at you.
And the bleachers are ice cold. So
luckily, not bleachers there.
Oh, okay.
By the time I was going to those games, yeah, they had upgraded to real seats.
Plastic seats.
Those are bleachers at Arrowhead, if I'm not mistaken. I think those are metal benches.
Whew.
Yeah, that's they'll freeze your tuchus.
So I would never. Shout out to Wood going to that game. I would never.
Advice, if you're going, bring a sleeping bag and sit in the sleeping bag. You might get roasted a little bit, but I'm pretty sure you're allowed to bring in a sleeping bag like you would be allowed to bring in a blanket.
Yeah.
And it works. It works for the cold weather games, man.
You just get to your seat and slip into it?
Mm-hmm. Got to prove that you're just as committed as the Houston Texans, you know? From the 832, get a damn roof stadium. Nobody wants to be cold. That is a bitch text. That is a bitch text. And I know this guy listens on the reg. And shout out to the other listener who came back after I called him an idiot. No, not that one. The other one. But we appreciate you listening. But come on, that's a bitch text, dude. Playing out in the elements, that's what football is all about. From the 713, John Granato's Coors Light would freeze. I don't think Coors Light can freeze.
No, but the mountains would be so blue.
Blue like the Rockies.
They'd be glowing blue. They would be deep steel blue.
Deep steel blue! Ugh! By the way, we might have another deep steel blue pill for you.
Oh.
Before we get out of here. And we might have something to motivate you for Texans and Chiefs. We'll also do a little quick game of how far is too far. What is the hottest game that you would go to? What is the lowest game that you would go to? At what temperature would you say, nah, bro, I'm out? Stick around, Galan and George. No Joe, just Paul. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Houston's independent voice for sports. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. The Bullpen, Saturdays at noon on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You're back with Galant and George
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul and Joe.
No Joe, just Paul today. If you want to jump in before we hit the road, 713-780-3776 to call, to text. We hope that you call and pump us up the same way that two callers have the last 2 days. JG yesterday. Today, would these two guys have the title belt? Do you think you can beat them? You can try. Just make sure you're not listening to yourself on the radio like some of you guys do. Just turn the radio down when you do it. But if you can motivate me to more and more believe in the Texans' chances of not just covering that 9-point spread at Arrowhead Stadium in 20-degree weather Saturday against the Chiefs to win, you'll have done something not just for me. You'll have done something for the entire city of Houston. We shall see. Sean's going to be watching the game along with Brian McDonald at the Rusty Horseshoe Bar and Grill. They're getting you ready for the game from noon to 3 up in Spring. So go out. Hang out. It's the Bullpen, ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5.
Yeah, there'll be drinks. There'll be food. Whole thing at a new bar from one of our friends that they also do Wakefield Crowbar and the Decoy. So this is another bar that they just opened up.
How does it feel to be the last show at ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 to have a show nickname that's based off of a random sport thing? Remember back in the day. Ones?
Yeah, we are.
The Blitz.
The Blitz, yeah.
R.I.P.
The Bench.
Fred Fowler. The Bench.
They've kind of moved away from that.
The Wheelhouse.
The Wheelhouse.
The Suicide Squeeze. The 2-minute drill. We do the 10-minute drill here.
Yeah.
I get a kick out of that. It's like, just use your names in the title.
Yeah.
That way you're not replaceable.
The original idea for the bullpen, it was a rotating cast. And gotcha. Now it's kind of...
It's become set.
Yeah,
so set. Are you guys going to call yourself the Starters?
I don't know. I feel like B-Mac and Sean is more likely. Sean and B-Mac, actually. But we'll see.
There used to be an NBA podcast called The Starters, and I think they changed their name, so it's open.
Oh, they changed it?
I think it's something else now because they're on The Athletic. Yeah.
Get them off our corner.
Mm-hmm. The motivational fuel, it is out there for the Houston Texans Saturday against the Chiefs. We played some audio earlier in the show of a couple of guys at Fox Sports 1 who actually seemed to believe in the Texans. Greg Jennings, Emmanuel Acho, TJ Houshmandzadeh. The latter two are on a show called The Facility, which was, in my opinion, the best multiplayer level in GoldenEye. Huh. Interesting. Interesting. Also the first level of that game. Fantastic. But that's not the point here. That show also features a third voice. And a fourth voice. Not a fifth voice. But the third voice is a man that once was canceled online for inviting a bunch of women to a party and having strict rules on what they should wear. I'm, of course, talking about former Eagles and former Chiefs running back, LeSean McCoy. Here is LeSean McCoy when he heard both Emmanuel Acho and TJ Houshmandzadeh warning the Chiefs that they got to be ready for the Texans.
Talking about the Kansas City Chiefs, man. Yeah. They talking about getting a three-peat. And that's what you're telling me? The best coach in football, Andy Reid, and you talking about you concerned? You concerned with Patrick Mahomes as the quarterback and you concerned? What's wrong with you? CJ Stroud against Patrick Mahomes on the road?
On the road.
I cannot believe I'm disappointed. You know, on TV, man, a lot of times you get your takes, and I'm like, yo, that's my boy, because he studied film, he knows his ball, and he's educated. And then when you say stuff like that, it's like, I look crazy.
He did that while he was with the Buffalo Bills, that party. There's a graphic. It's LeSean McCoy. There's a faded out Bills logo. Sunday, July 26th, 10 p.m. until. LeSean McCoy, private event celebration, private location, females only.
I forgot about this. I thought when you said he got canceled, I thought you were going to say he got canceled for spoiling Avengers Endgame, which is another thing he did.
That's true.
Like the first, He might have had the first screening in America of Avengers Endgame, and he walked out and he went, R.I.P. Tony Stark.
R.I.P.
And people were like, what the hell?
What the hell, man?
I didn't think I had to mute or block Sean McCoy to avoid spoilers.
That party apparently had some weird things happen at it to the point where the police got called.
No.
There's a Washington Post article
about it. The
females-only
party?
Here's what LaShawn McCoy had to say about the females-only party. We are being very selective with who we invite, said McCoy's publicist Damian Jordan. We don't want a bunch of random guys he doesn't know showing up. How about any guys? McCoy took the invite down from the internet after the Bills told him it was an improper use of the team logo.
I was going to say, I forgot about the logo part. No way they love that.
Boy, I can't believe there's an entire Washington Post article about this.
When was this? This had been like
2015.
Yeah, okay.
McCoy said the media took the invitation out of context. Quote, for the record, there was no big orgy or anything. Anyway, he's on the facility now.
You know it's good when you have to say, for the record, at this females only party with that I was hosting. No weird stuff happened.
Nothing weird.
In case you were wondering.
No orgy. Sex? Do we say congrats on the sex? I don't know. Anyway, you want to jump in, 713-780.
This segment brought to you by the facility on FS1.
This segment brought to you by the facility and the Buffalo Bills. Wait, the Buffalo Bills want us to redact this segment. Also, the Bills probably want to play the Houston Texans next round, unless they want to finally slay the dragon that is the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm pretty pumped about what the Houston Texans sent us today here at ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. They sent us a goodie box. In this goodie box, they had Rice Krispie Treat.
They're like
cake pops?
Yeah, they're like frosted, I guess.
Yeah, they're like frosted Rice Krispie Treat cake pops.
Yeah.
They were very good.
Very good.
There's these also double frosted Oreos. And most importantly, and if you're watching on YouTube and if you're watching on Twitch, they got me some merch. Joe George is furious that he's not here for this. Joe loves him some free t-shirts.
He'd be wearing this once a week for the rest of the year.
Guess what? They gave me, of course it's an extra large, an extra large t-shirt. I am not that fat. An extra large H-Town made playoffs 2024.
Woo!
Let's go.
You're going to wear it like that ABC News guy covering the fires with...
Yeah, with clothespins in the back.
A pin in the back.
Multiple clothespins.
So it's more form-fitting.
And they also gave me a Texans 2024 playoffs hat.
Nice.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a little disappointed that it doesn't say AFC South champs. I wanted an eight-time AFC South champions.
Yeah. That would be so sick. Eight times.
Yeah. And I think I was going to put this on in the middle of the segment, but that would really only be for our YouTube and our Twitch audience. And since I know Joe loves a good t-shirt, this is going to be my gift to him.
When he comes back?
This is going to be it. Texans swarm! But I will put on the Texans playoff hat. Now, the hat I'm wearing already, is it better?
Here, yes. It looks great, Paul, by the way.
Does it not look good?
Yeah, it looked great.
That sounds sarcastic.
I look great.
I'm a little self-conscious about it.
Yeah, I can't wait for you to watch this back.
I don't really want to. So now I've put on the Texans playoff hat, and I left the sticker on the top, because that's what the cool kids do.
Mm-hmm.
Does Joe want the hat, too, you think?
Nah, you can keep the hat.
We did have the goodies of the that. Jesus, Paul. Paul, were you drinking last night? No. Just because my hair looks like that doesn't mean that. Anyway, we want the Texans to swarm up a storm on Saturday. And we're still waiting for some more motivational calls, baby. We're still waiting. Believe? Why didn't they have a shirt like that?
I feel like we would need some money if they made a Believe shirt.
I mean, we should just make it. The problem is we have to find somebody to make it.
Yeah, and their season could end in 2 days.
What if it doesn't?
Then we definitely need to get on the We have to know a t-shirt guy.
Yeah, but just have it Believe with horns coming out of each side.
Boom.
Perfect. There's no way that the Texans would tell us to take it down.
No, no. As long as we don't put a logo like we're Shady McCoy at this, definitely not an orgy party. We're good.
We do have that t-shirt company.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Investors? Oh. Possibly you?
We could definitely do this.
Believe!
All we need is CJ Stroud and the Houston Texans to come through on Saturday.
That's all they got to do. I'm thinking, man, more and more, with every minute, with every second, that this is possible. I honestly don't know if I want someone to talk me to feeling that way or if I want someone to talk me out of it. I think it's the latter because I think we all know what's going to happen just given this franchise's history. But I want to believe. I really do. And we all should. Wouldn't it be fun if the football team in town wasn't a constant source of disappointment? And there's a lot of cities where that's the case. I think I saw a viral moment where a Minnesota Vikings teacher came into class after yet another depressing Vikings loss and said, like, this is what it is. Enjoy it. This is the party every year. Enjoy it. This is life. It's never easy. It doesn't come to you like that. It's pretty depressing. Well, yeah, message. I think they're like high school.
I was going to say, like, I don't want to crush these kids' dreams too young. High school, I think I'm okay with it. Like, hey, listen, sometimes life sucks, all right?
Yeah.
Especially if, like me, you're a Minnesota Vikings fan, all right?
You're a Vikings fan. Sometimes you think about ending it all. I mean, sometimes you think about whenever the winter is going to end. Like, that's the worst part if you're a Vikings fan.
Yeah, is that your
you
season
You lose,
ends?
And then the winter starts.
Yeah, your season ends in the worst time of the year.
You're shoveling snow literally every single day.
Just think about how Sam Darnold turned back into a pumpkin the last 2 weeks.
Oh, but they had to know that was coming, right? The Vikings fans who were talking trash about like CJ Stroud after that week three game, I hope they enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Here's a question, because you know that might have been the Vikings Super Bowl. I'm just kidding.
Week three, yeah. Maybe.
Well, they did lose twice to the Lions and twice to the Rams. Four losses all year, all to the same teams. It's not quite the Jaguars going 14-2 back in 1999 and losing three times to the Titans. That happened. Jaguars had the one seed. I think Seth Payne played for that team. I brought it up with him once. I don't think he was happy.
Why not?
I don't think he was happy I brought it up. But with that in mind, is Saturday a Texans Super Bowl? Is Saturday a Texans Super Bowl? Let's be honest, they might never get there. You know, some teams have never been there. Is Saturday a Super Bowl? If they win, would you allow them to raise a banner? I would.
AFC, what? No.
AFC runner-up, I would allow it.
Oh, my God.
I would allow it, Sean.
We can't do what the Colts did.
Well, you could do what the Colts did to troll them because they gave away that banner, but maybe on the AFC finalist banner, you can put something like...
Also beat the Chiefs?
Beat the Chiefs. Ended Chiefs three-peat. Well, I mean, it is a double whammy. Do you advance to the AFC championship game for the first time a Houston football team's done it since the 1979 season with the Houston Oilers? Mike Renfro was in bounds. Could have stopped the Steelers dynasty there. That's the last time that they were in it. It's been forever. So you advance there, and on top of that, you stop history.
Yeah.
I mean, the Chiefs win the Super Bowl for a third time. No team's ever done that 3 years in a row. No team's ever done it. So I think it would be a Super Bowl, and no one wants to see it. No one wants it. Everyone's like, we'll get late for Bills, Chiefs round 3 or 70 or whatever it is in the playoffs right now, or Ravens, Chiefs. Although I don't really want to see Ravens, Chiefs, to be perfectly honest, even though I think the Ravens are going to win against the Bills, but I don't really want to see Ravens, Chiefs. Whatever.
Oh, do you want to see Ravens, Texans?
No, I definitely don't. Wait, which is why, to bring it back, Texans Super Bowl. This might be the Texans Super Bowl. Coming full circle here.
It's Paul's Super Bowl.
This is my Super Bowl.
Next week's going to suck.
If they play the Ravens, I might hate football again. Even if they make it to the AFC Championship game. couple of texts here. Believe. Ooh, the Believe shirt from a texter with one of the L's, a 7 for CJ.
Okay.
Damn, I love that. Although it looks a little bit wonky now that it's in writing. From the 361, Eric asked who I'd rather play. The Bills. I do not want to play the Ravens.
I don't know who's better, but I want to play the not Ravens.
There's a bunch of people. There's this Twitter account called Chiefs Receipts, and Chiefs Receipts is like posting random Texans talking heads saying like, yeah, I'd rather play the Ravens. The Chiefs are a better match. No, check that. I'd rather play the Chiefs because the Chiefs are a better matchup. And they're like, noted. It's like, did you see what's happened to Texans Ravens the last three times? They outscored the Texans 91-20. Sorry, I had to get that emphasis out there. 91-20. Yeah, this is no disrespect to the Chiefs, and who do not need bulletin board material, by the way. Like, oh, Sean Payton said they would beat us in the next round. Shut up. Like, the Chiefs looking for bulletin board material is so annoying. Remember the build-up to that Chiefs-Bengals playoff game, I think, like, 2 years ago? And there was, like, a bulletin board material off? And like, oh, the Bengals don't respect the Chiefs. They call it Burrowhead Stadium. And then there's some other crap going back and forth. Like, the Chiefs need to shut up. They stop. Looking at us saying that we'd rather play the Chiefs than the Ravens. Did you see how bad it was for us on Christmas? Or did you get good and drunk after the Chiefs smoked the Steelers and gave you a good Christmas? Like, that's why. Texter asks from the 936, is this the biggest game in franchise history? Yes. 100% is.
I mean, it's a whole bunch of divisional round games, so I guess this one.
This is a game where no one believes in you, where realistically, you have more of a shot. Nobody believes in you. 2011, second round. T.J. Yates on the road in Baltimore. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I was thinking 19 against the Chiefs, the other Chiefs game.
Yeah, they had beaten them in the regular season. They had beaten the Patriots that year, too. They had not quite established themselves, for sure. And, I mean, you know what happened. 51.
The next three games, they're like, nope, we are the Chiefs.
51-31. Yeah. Good God. I mean, that thing got out of hand very quickly. I can't believe they were 24-0. It's insane. And they blew it.
They were down at halftime. After being up 24-0.
Oh, God. I mean, it can't be worse than that, right?
God, Paul, why'd you even say that? Of course it can be worse.
No, it can't. It can't. Nothing will ever be worse than that.
I don't know.
Including Brian Hoyer's performance also against the Chiefs for the Texans in 2015. But let me get back to where I was going here. So, second round in 2011. You were on the road against Baltimore with T.J. Yates under center. Yates tried to give the game away. You almost won it, but you were happy to be there. You'd won your first playoff game ever. The next year, the vibes were so down, not just with the way the Texans finished the year. They were 11-1. They finished the season 12-4. And then they played the Bengals in the first round, but this wasn't the one-sided game that the first game was. It was 19-10, the final score. It was ugly and mucky outside. That was not an enjoyable one, and you had just gotten your doors beaten off by the Patriots a couple of weeks before. And while that game was a little closer than the first game, I mean, God, I would hope so. They were down 28-0 in the Letterman Jackets game to open up. That game, I don't think anyone really thought that they had a chance going into it.
No.
2015, you were lucky to even make the playoffs in the AFC South. That was where the run started, but it was Alex Smith and the Chiefs, and I mean, you got down to, I think, the 2-yard line on a huge Alfred Blue run, and then
Wattcat, right?
The Wattcat happened, and I think Brian Hoyer fumbled the next play and got concussed, possibly. I forget how that all went down. I know Brian Hoyer is the worst quarterback ever the last 10 years in that game. 2016, you made it to the second round. You had a chance to beat the Patriots, but no one, like, everyone was like, should we start Brock Osweiler for a divisional round game? Like, that conversation was all week. 2017, they didn't make it. 2018, Deshaun Watson was an effing idiot in that game against the Colts. He could not pick up anything. People crushed me for crushing him after the game. Like, who's Bill O'Brien? I was like, dude, like, you can't pick up a blitz. Come on, man.
Yeah. No, that I was at that game. Terrible.
Awful. Brutal.
Didn't have a chance. I know it's 21-14 or whatever. They didn't have a chance.
They had no chance. It was very one-sided the whole way. I think it was 21-7 until the very end. They got a garbage time touchdown. And then, 2019, of course, they beat the Bills. But I think there was still a lot of, like, what the hell? Like, they almost allowed a touchdown on the kickoff because they forgot to pick up the ball.
They were very close.
Yeah.
That was an overtime game, right?
It was, I think, ultimately. But, like, they played like dummies in that game. It was sloppy. Yeah. I don't think anyone thought they had a chance against the
Bills.
The
Bills out-dummied the Texans.
So, going into the game, I think this is the most at stake.
Yeah, probably.
With the quarterback who has the most wins in the playoffs in franchise history. Like, this does lend itself to this being the biggest game in Texans franchise history. How about that? Texans swarm! Let's do some garbage time and get out of here.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
Big news in the world of sports. First, there was Lonzo Ball. Then there was Lamar Ball. Wait, hang on.
LaMelo.
First there was LeVar.
As a father.
Then there was Lonzo.
Yeah.
Then there was LaMelo. Mm-hmm. And you might remember LiAngelo for getting arrested in China. Not anymore. Because LiAngelo Ball has finally figured out how to make it big. Ladies and gentlemen, LiAngelo Ball has signed a $13 million deal with Def Jam and Universal Music for this incredible song. Didn't think that LiAngelo Ball would finally make it big by teaming up with the Costco guys, but he did. That's how he got them. That's actually the song. I'm not gonna lie, this is a pretty good Costco guys song. Every now and then they pull up the fastball.
It is one of the better ones.
This is pretty good.
One of their various remakes. This is the most original, too.
It's like Soundgarden mixed with Metallica. I like it. Do we actually want to hear LiAngelo Ball's song?
Yeah, the Rizzler's on it, too, in case you're one.
Whoa.
And then
the Black Panther
solo.
Died, though. R.I.P. Chadwick Boseman.
Yes.
Come on. What are we doing here, Rizzler? Too soon. Do we want to play the LiAngelo Ball song, or do we just want to leave on that note? What a show today.
I mean, you've probably heard the LiAngelo Ball.
No, I actually haven't.
I don't want to. Okay.
I want everyone to believe that the Costco guys did that song.
I mean, maybe that's next for LiAngelo. Who knows?
Anyway, on that note, that's going to wrap up today's edition of Gallant and George. No Joe, just Paul. Joe will be back tomorrow. Texans Chiefs Saturday. We're going to talk all about the keys to victory, give you some more motivational fuel, maybe a couple of montages. It's going to be a lot of fun. Big thanks to Sean Mapes behind the glass. Big thanks to our texters, our callers. Shout out to you, Wood. Nice motivational call. Our Twitchers, our YouTubers, and everybody else listening. I am merely Paul Gallant. So long, farewell. Have yourselves a wonderful Thursday. The Killer Bees are up next. Peace.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything.
Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.